you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ground is shaking under our feet, mountains on fire, flooding in the street. Can't breathe the air, can't fight the feeling, gobbling down Xanax, ain't the way to be dealing. Gotta do better than just getting high, we gotta stick together if we're gonna survive.
Hello, welcome to the bonus episode. First of all, welcome Patreon listeners. And also for this episode alone, this bonus alone, welcome regular listeners.
Sneak peek.
Chris will be out of the country because she's wanted by the U.S. government. Hmm. So we're not going to say where she's going to be, but she's going to be out of the country.
Mexico.
She's going to miss an episode. You told.
Am I not supposed to tell?
Well, I just said the U.S. government was after you.
Oh, yeah.
Mexico's a big place.
They're not going to find me in Mexico.
Yeah. So we are offering a sneak peek of the bonus episode. If this intrigues you, if you have fun, if you enjoy it, consider signing up.
Yeah, no pressure.
And we have Betsy Stover as our special guest. Hi, Betsy.
Hi.
And we drink on bonus episodes. And and today Chris made palomas.
I did, from scratch. And
I made the tequila.
Wow. Don't ask me how I did it because it's a family secret.
Okay.
Moonshine?
Yes. Family recipe. You know, my great grandpa was a famous moonshiner.
Wow. It's good. I like it.
Fresh squeezed grapefruit and lime juice and some soda and salted glass. And there you go. That's all you got to do.
And tequila. Right?
And yes.
And it's delicious. Good amount of
tequila.
And it's pretty.
And it's really pretty. That's what I like about it. I'm now into getting pretty cocktails when I go. I don't go out that often, but now I'm like, you know what? Enough with the, like, I mean, I love my Jack and Diet Coke. That is my drink.
Little ditty.
About Jack and Diet Coke. Diet Coke. But now I like a pretty drink.
Yeah.
I like a little grapefruit. I like a little deliciousness.
Yes. Yeah, and go ahead.
Oh, just if you're not going to tie one on, you want to make it like worth it.
Special.
Yes. Special. Yes.
It's not about quantity anymore.
No. Well, I have to say sometimes I am, the few times I've gotten a little special cocktail, I am a little bit like, oh, that's real small. That's not going to last very long.
They put it in such a beautiful little pretty cup from like the 1920s or something.
Yeah.
You know, like it feels like Prohibition times when they bring over your little glass and it's in this beautiful little. It's not like remember when we were young?
Barely.
Yeah. It's all a blur.
And it was Sex and the City time and everybody was drinking Cosmos.
100%.
And you'd get a Cosmo and it would come in a giant glass. A giant glass.
Fishbowl.
And you were like, that sort of shaped my memory of what a cocktail was, right?
Yeah.
Because it was the giant martini glass, but bigger than a martini glass should be.
Yeah, you know, like a novelty martini glass.
You could fit your head in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were like, that's a cocktail.
Right.
But I think really that's not the size a cocktail should be.
No,
it's not.
No, it should be 3 scales down.
And now we're getting those going.
But now it seems a little too small.
We feel like we're getting ripped off, but really that's probably what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
But I feel you when they bring over this little tiny.
And you're like, oh, that's going to last 3 sips.
I'm like, all right. But it's also, I probably shouldn't have more. Like,
sorry. I just got stuck.
What are your feelings on mixologists?
Or mixologist like, is a fancy word for bartender.
The guy with a big mustache?
Well, they always have a mustache. That's true.
Well, then, ew.
I don't know.
But they have
I
like
can
a
get
chef
behind a mustache.
Back there. Like, yes. They get really into it, and they're always, like, tasting it. And
they do? They
yeah.
taste it as they go?
They, like, put a little straw in it, and then they, like,
oh,
test it like
I,
a chef.
I haven't seen this. You know what I like?
I don't think that's... Sorry, I gotta go back to that.
They don't double dip.
That's creepy. I don't care if they don't double dip. That's just gross. And B, they should know how to do it by now. Why are they testing it out?
Well, maybe it's like a psychic thing, and they're making it based on what they think about you.
Mm.
So they're like,
they're
she
reading
looks
me?
Like she doesn't like it too strong because she's gonna feel bad the next day. So I'm gonna make right. it milder for her.
She's got a head the size of a peanut. Let's make those a little tiny.
She can't handle it. She's gonna go get in her car, and if she has a thimble of alcohol, she's gonna test as drunk. So I'm gonna make it light on the booze. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of psychics, I don't know if anyone else listens to Sirius XM.
No.
But on Sirius XM, on MSNBC,
yes.
on Sirius XM, they're playing commercials for a psychic.
Listen, okay. they want those ad dollars.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. I'm like, really? They don't say no to a psychic?
But even on TV, I feel like their ads are kind of like...
Oh, on the MSNBC? Are they low rent?
Yeah.
Is it a lot of, like take-home, like those at-home catheters?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like disposable catheters that you barely feel.
I feel like it's a lot of like stuff you see on like daytime TV, like on a
yeah,
talk show or something.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Kind of like for older people.
Yeah.
And
I mean, yeah. that's all my dad watches.
Yeah.
Same, my dad too.
Only
that's
MSNBC.
That's their demographic.
Yeah, so yeah. it's
thank
for
God
people.
That's
yeah.
what he's watching. Now.
Oh my God, thank God that's what my dad's watching.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
God.
Same. Yeah.
Oh, so
your dad watches that all day, every day as well?
I don't think he watches all day, every day,
oh,
but
okay.
I know he likes MSNBC. I know he's a fan of Rachel Maddow.
Nice.
So.
Relief.
Yeah,
yes.
right.
I feel like I've skirted that as well.
Right?
It's so, yeah, it could have gone so many bad ways. And
oh, yeah.
My dad at this point, he used to watch a few different things, like, well, baseball when it's baseball season, but also he'd occasionally like watch a show, but I think he can't really follow stuff anymore because
oh.
he's like going into dementia
oh.
type. And so it's too hard for him to follow things.
Mm-hmm.
So he only watches MSNBC.
Oh, like anything with like a plot?
Oh, yeah. He can't follow
oh.
plot. He doesn't.
That's funny because I can't follow all these fucking trials. I cannot follow it. So the fact that he can follow that watching MSNBC is impressive
well,
to me.
Yeah.
But I think it keeps him in a state of constant stress.
Yeah.
Because
oh.
he thinks it's like anyone, you're not supposed to watch
no.
the
yeah.
news 24 hours a
no.
day and never leave your house, which is my dad's life. So I'm like, yeah, of course you're stressed out all the time. Like, at least do a crossword.
And it's their job to make you feel like, you
yes.
know.
Everything's an emergency.
Everything's an emergency, exactly. Breaking news. And then it's like, oh, this is fucking old news. No one, like, cares. There is actually a great podcast that MSNBC puts out called, I think it's called Prosecuting Donald Trump. And it's really helped me keep track of all of his
oh, okay.
trials.
Delineate each trial.
Yes.
I mean,
and they, like, explain it, like,
okay.
for normal people.
Because I hear the same information. But I have to admit, sometimes I zone out.
Yeah.
And I think it's easier for me to read something to comprehend it
yeah.
than to hear it if it's something like that. Because I just start zoning out and I'm like, what trial are we on?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Who?
Are we on Georgia? Are we on New York?
Chutkin.
What is that? Yeah.
Chutkin.
Chaykin. Yeah. Willis. Fonnie Willis.
I don't even
Wayne
know.
And-
yeah. Like the one with. The couple that he was trying to get them kicked off because they were romantically
that's
involved.
That's what that was. Funny.
Yeah,
Willis
so I know
and Wade.
Wade's gone.
Yeah.
I just
he
saw
is?
That. Yeah,
yes,
just saw
is.
That in the news today.
Breaking news!
See, breaking news, guys. This is like we are MSNBC.
Call your dad and make an air horn sound.
He, you know what? He loves an air horn sound.
Well, the judge gave them an ultimatum. He said either she goes or he goes.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, okay, well,
but this
well,
is the Georgia.
They made a
this is
interference
yes.
case, right?
Yes.
That and is,
yes.
I, but like,
wait, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the E. Jean Carroll, were we done with that now?
Yes.
He has to pay her
$85 million,
and then he also went and
did it again.
Did it again. So
yes.
it's
like immediately
a second time.
Then. No. He did it again since the $85 million, and
yeah.
they were hypothesizing. Is she going to bring him to court again?
Yeah.
If I were her, I'd be like, enough. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm glad she did it.
She doesn't have much longer on Earth. Like, she doesn't want to.
Right.
Probably keep doing this either.
She wants to spend her $1 billion.
Yes.
Basically what he
Bless.
Said is, I don't know her. And Okay.
Yes.
Garen, your drink, I feel like I'm sitting with Oliver. Could you please move your drink? Thank you. It's like perched halfway on and off the table just to stress me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That was, but in your mind, that was halfway.
Well, it was more than, it was a third at least.
That was trolling three moms.
Please,
Oliver just slid it all the way. Yeah.
Put it on a pencil or something. It's like, Jesus, get it together, kid.
I've had to make my kids use sippy cups again.
What?
They're like 8, 11, and 13.
That's hilarious.
Why? Because they kept like spilling things because everyone's like just all flailing all around all the time. So I'm like, if you're going in the living room, because I was tired of like getting juice off a couch. So yeah.
Oh, smart.
That's
so funny.
They look like coffee mugs with a lid.
Okay.
But they're sippy cups.
Yes. That's great. Yeah. Don't pull yourself.
This
my
is
kids
you guys can't
grass.
Handle it.
I have to put a sippy cup for me next to my bed at night. And it's not, I mean, it's an adult sippy cup. My cat.
Oh.
So my cat will, he loves nothing more than to drink water out of a human water glass. His favorite. He's like, this is the only way I hydrate. I know you fill my water dish every day, but I like it out of a human water
glass.
Tastes
better.
And that's, you know, I put my water glass next to my bed at night so I can take my medicine before I go to bed. And, you know, sometimes I just want to drink the water.
Yeah.
And he'll get up there and like shove his face deep down into the glass, and then you can hear him going. But if he can't get his face in it, he'll stick his paw down in the water and then just fling it off the counter. Like, hey, fuck you. I can't get your water.
This is broken.
Hey, yeah, fix this bitch.
So I was like, I guess I have to drink. So I have to drink out of like an adult sippy cup.
Every now and then I'll flail around in my sleep and I'll knock my water off my bedside stand. That's happened a lot of times, I'll be honest.
Why do you have water on your bedside stand?
Because I'm so thirsty at night.
So thirsty.
I don't know why. I'll sometimes wake up and I need water.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my husband doesn't get it either. He was like,
no, I don't.
What?
It's not
I've
that I don't get it.
I
get it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because I'd have to pee. I mean, if I took one sip, I'd have to pee. So I can't do that. I just cannot do that.
I get very thirsty, too, like before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I'm ravenously thirsty and I must guzzle tons of water. And then, but I will have to get up. But not till like 4:30 or 5.
Yeah. Garen?
What are your water and pee habits?
Glass of water by the bed?
I have Propel bottle is there to drink from, but
on purpose.
Since Dexter wakes me up all the time, I end up drinking it.
Oh,
what's Propel?
Wakes me up. It's like sport water, just
because he's an athlete.
You got to get your electrolytes.
I gotta
he's just
them.
You know, he's constantly sweating and getting rid of you know, toxins.
Constantly working out.
So swole.
Do a sit up, I'll do a sit up. Anywhere I push up, if I see a bar anywhere, I'm
sometimes
on
you're
it.
Just in like a 10-minute plank.
Wow,
Karen's one of those guys. He sees a doorway. He starts pulling himself up, doing chin-ups. I love it.
Do you think you could do a chin-up?
No. Wait, I always forget. Is chin-up...
There's a pole, and you have to lift yourself and
your chin
above it.
But when your hands are facing one way, I think it's a chin-up, and the other way it's a pull-up.
Yeah. Oh. One's good, and then one's for pussies.
How about... Yes. I don't know. Either one.
Yeah,
I do
same.
Remember that in junior high, we, you know... Did you guys have presidential fitness?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. The presidential fitness challenge. And for the girls, you didn't have to do pull-ups. You just had to hang for a certain amount of time. So I could do that.
Yes.
I mean, I could probably hang forever. I can't do one pull-up or chin-up or whatever.
Did they make you get up there and hang?
I can't remember. I can't remember if we had a boost or... Yeah. I don't know. Because it's very vivid in my mind, the whole competition.
Yeah.
Like,
it was
a big deal.
Yeah.
The long jump, the mile.
Yes.
The
sit-ups.
Sit-ups, yeah. Sit-ups, exactly.
Where someone sits on your... Dips.
Dips.
Do you remember dips?
I don't remember.
I was good at dips.
I did them
the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
the gym?
I did them the other day. No, I don't go to the gym. I did them...
Fuck the gym.
No, I don't like a gym.
I mean, if we're being honest, I can barely do up.
You mean like you can barely sit up, like getting out of bed?
Chins, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm a little late, but I want to give Chris a birthday present because her birthday was on Tuesday.
You gave me a scone.
Happy birthday!
A scone isn't enough, and I don't know if this is like a fun birthday present, but here you go.
The bag is fun.
Yeah, Yeah, it's this. Oh, thank you.
Look at this. This present's from me. I'm handing it to you.
Ooh, it sounds like it's from somewhere fancy.
It looks fancy. It's a little bit of a, I guess, one of those fancy places.
I like that color scheme.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like it goes with my outfit.
Beautiful.
There's a card. I don't know if you want to open the card now, but.
That's personal.
It has a beautiful green ribbon. I'm opening the ribbon. It matches the green tissue paper.
They wrapped it there. That's how fancy it is.
All right. Speak amongst yourselves struggle with this ribbon. People are like, there's just silence right now. So I don't know. What are they doing? Just looking at each other? Ooh, look at this.
Whoa.
Oh.
It's a beautiful bottle that has something in it, probably.
Olive oil.
Oh.
Pretty.
But I thought the bottle was pretty and you could refill it.
Yes, and I love olive oil.
And then there's something else in there, too, a little something else.
The present matches the green.
I know. She's good. Wow. Mom is good. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a Popeye cup.
A Popeye cup?
Because you got her olive oil.
Oh, I was like, it's not spinach.
This is really funny. Didn't I just tell you the other day Alex's joke about Adam Driver?
No.
She said he reminds me as if olive oil was a person.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good. She's right.
Right?
She's right. That's pretty good.
She should start trolling him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, that's actually really good. Like,
yeah.
Send that to SNL.
Ooh, for the olive oil.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty.
Now, I don't know why the greens aren't the same. And trust me, it really, really drove me insane.
I would not have noticed that.
And I asked the woman, I'm like, you don't have Danielle, one that's the same green?
Look what I'm doing.
I don't think it's the green. It's the white that's different.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's why.
They glazed it maybe a little different.
Yeah. They glazed it differently.
That's what happens with art.
It's imperfect.
Everyone, it's so pretty.
It is. Oh, really good. Pretty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was really thoughtful.
It seemed like hopefully a crisp kind of thing.
It totally is. I'm going to eat so much bread.
Yay. Oh, now I want bread.
Right. Bread's so good.
I have these burnt pretzels. I don't know.
I'll open this later.
Okay. Anyway, sorry it's a little late.
No, it's okay. You know what? I like a birthday to just keep going.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Right? Who doesn't want a birthday to keep lasting longer?
For real.
Come on.
Late wishes, late presents, just fine.
Well, I'm a fan of this Paloma.
It is good.
This is a good drink. Oh, I'm going to order this next time I'm out. Hope it comes in a giant glass.
You can get these in a can.
Yes.
But they're not as, I mean, obviously not as good as this, but they're okay.
Well, we both are teaching in a similar, like, young kids right now.
Yeah.
Betsy does that as well. And I had explained in a creative writing exercise, because I heard my son say it, and then I explained in the car a word that is a racist word. I don't know if I can, should I just say it?
I don't know. I guess it depends.
I don't want you to have to.
What group is it? What group?
Towards black people.
Oh, then don't say it.
But it's like an older word that I remember from when I was a kid.
Oh.
And so.
What letter does it start with?
J.
Oh.
And my son was saying it in the car.
How does he even know that?
That's.
Because I guess it's like gotten popular somehow.
You're kidding.
So I.
That's like.
I wrote it down.
Ames and Andy.
Yeah. So I. Then one of the kids in my creative writing class, he always, for his stories, he's always doing like silly names for characters.
Uh-oh.
You know, like.
And they're all racist epitets.
That was the name he used for his main character.
Oh my God.
And immediately, like.
It's a fun word. We should all use it.
He's like in the front of the class. And he's reading his story. And Alex, my daughter, because she's in my class, when. You have your own child in your class. They think they're the assistant to the class. They're like, hey, everybody, so we're going to do this now. And I'm like, Alex, take a seat.
Hilarious.
So I go. She goes, hey, you can't say. And I go, Alex, let him. Don't interrupt him. He's reading his story. I will talk to him at the end of class. So then I said to him, like, I don't want you to feel like I'm calling you out. But just so you know, and I go, and I want everyone in the class to know, because I've heard it from my kids too. So this must be a word that's going around the school.
Word? It's so weird.
My dad says it all the time.
You know what? I think it's probably from social media.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids have their own phones. They're watching TikTok. Mm-hmm. They're watching, you know, Instagram reels.
At least they have a sense of history.
Yes, exactly. But they don't know what it means. So they just thought it was a silly, like, you know, I'm trying to think of one of the words. What are the words that they're using right now? Like
queer is one.
Queer?
Queer used to be a definite bad word.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now it's kind of become.
But like
F slur?
Skibbity. Do your kids use skibbity?
Oh, skibbity toilet?
Like, that's so skibbity, Mom.
That's a thing?
It's like a slang word, skibbity.
Oh, they talk about skibbity toilet.
Okay.
But they're, like, toilet. All over it. It's like some... It's a meme of, like, a guy whose head is coming out of a toilet. You know. Skibbity toilet.
So you both know this word, apparently. Okay.
It's, like, in the lexicon of words that kids use now. Where they'll say, you know, like, that's so sus. Mom, you're being so sus. Like, but if I say sus, they'll be like, Mom, don't say sus.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. If I say skibbity, they're like, ugh.
Yeah. Or, like, giat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, her butt's so giat.
Oh, I had to look that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what.
My kids say
You've never
time.
Heard that?
Giat? No.
Yeah. I had to look it up because I sometimes I stumble onto black Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's black people making fun of white people, which is delightful, perfect. Actually.
Well,
it's all, I don't mind
too.
It at all.
All they should
Please
do.
Continue.
That's all they should do.
I don't mind it at all. I think it's educational.
We all deserve
but sometimes
it.
I have to Google. I'm like, okay, so what are we doing wrong?
I think it's like a slang for goddamn.
Yeah.
That's a
oh,
hot ass.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
yeah.
So it refers to certain things. Yeah.
It's mostly butts. Butts. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they thought this was part of that lexicon, that they could just, that was
I
part
see.
Of it. And I was like, nope, that's not one you can use. So take that out of the slang.
Right.
And
well, how else are they going to know if you don't tell them? There's
so,
no way they would know.
You know.
Yeah. I had to explain to a grown man in my improv class once that he couldn't use the word cunt.
Well, see, we use it freely on the show, so I guess it depends on the context.
And you know, he just didn't know. Oh. And so I had to explain it.
Is he British?
Nope.
Wow.
Just a grown man.
Wow.
Can I tell you, when I was in second grade, we were like writing books, and I drew the cover of my book. It was going to be about my horse. Mm-hmm. And I misspelled it.
Oh, no.
My whore. H-O-R-E. And then I was like, well, you know what? I've made up a new word. And so I made the whole book about my whore, which was just like a magical horse.
Fantastic.
And then Ms. Hartwell had to take me aside and be like, hey, so this is a word that we don't want to use. And it's a woman who sells.
Did she really
sex
explain it
money.
That far?
I think she did.
I don't think that was necessary.
Yeah, that was like TMI.
Also, it's spelled with a W. Just
but
so
also,
you know.
Imagine how hard they probably laughed when they all saw that.
Back in the
like,
smoker's lounge,
whore.
The teachers.
Yeah.
I just think it's hysterical that she felt she needed to explain to you the intricacies of prostitution. She
Let
couldn't have just said there's
really
an S in there?
I was a very mature child. Maybe she thought I deserved to know.
Seems like a lot.
Let
to put
me
on
start
a second
from
grader.
The beginning. Sometimes men get lonely. And these are called Johns.
Now we call them sex workers.
You have to say sex worker. My mom, nice segue. My mom, speaking of sex workers.
Classy.
When I was a kid, I'm sorry if I've told this story on the show before. We were in the grocery store, and weirdly in the produce section of my grocery store, there were these sort of baskets underneath where the fruit and vegetables were that were filled with candy. And like you could get the candy and then you'd weigh it like you would weigh fruit and vegetables. So it would be like taffy and whatever, you know, candy wasn't as good as it is now, but like bins of candy.
That's so true.
Right? It was like stuff that tastes like maple or that shitty gum that tasted good for a second.
Yeah, my kids, they see hard candy and they're like, what the fuck is this? Why would I ever touch this?
Yeah.
And when we were kids, we were like, oh, sugar.
Yeah, we were like, I'll take it.
It's an opportunity.
It's for me, I guess. I'll watch that weird show with puppets that are creeping me out because it's
all
the only
have.
Thing I have. So I wanted to get some, and she said no, and I said, you tramp.
Oh! Amazing.
Because I'd heard that word.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant.
How did she react?
Not well.
Yeah.
I think I was 8, maybe. She grabbed my arm, and she pulled me closer, and she said, don't you ever.
Did you say, I meant it in the Sinatra way. Like, that lady is a tramp. Mom, I love the classics, the standards.
Lady That's and the so Tramp, funny. The movie, you know, they eat the spaghetti together.
You're a terrier.
You're so cute.
My dad used to steal, like, he'd take, in our grocery store, it was like in huge mounds, those candies. I don't
just
know
piles,
why.
Piles, like mountains?
Piles,
candy mountains?
Mountains of hard candies.
Why is it in such demand?
I don't
Did you
know.
Grow up in Candyland?
I did. I grew up in Wonka Land.
Oh, my God.
You had to go to the molasses swamp.
Yes! And we get stuck every time. I couldn't resist. My dad would take one and I would feel such shame.
Oh, like he'd just steal it.
Yeah, because he would just take one.
Yeah.
And I think he'd even offer me one. I'd be like, no. Are you
Breaking
stole that. Yeah, you know me.
My dad would always take a coffee bean because, you know, in the olden days, you would, like, get beans and then you would grind them, on the premises.
Yeah.
Because the olden days were weird. And my dad would always take some coffee beans and, like, walk around munching on them.
Oh, my God.
And I was, like, desperate for his approval. So I would eat it and be like, yeah, this is good.
And then you're bouncing off the walls.
You're right. Why'd you let me do that?
Like, wiping off your tongue.
Yeah, it's not good.
He thought it was good. I don't know. Well, maybe when he was a kid, they were like,
that was the candy.
That was the candy.
Is he from Greece?
No. My father-in-law is from Greece. Okay. My dad's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's not as fascinating.
He's a minister. Is that fun?
No, never mind.
He's a Lutheran minister.
I met a migraine dog, a woman's child who gets migraines, and they have a like a service dog for their child who has migraines.
That's amazing.
And it was incredible. And I met the dog and I was like, well, I need this dog. I get very bad migraines.
Oh,
and
no. Because they sense it ahead of time, right?
Yes. They sense it ahead of time. The dog will, like,
they're magic.
The dog. For real. This dog was a lab shep. No, it was a black lab mixed with a retriever. So beautiful dog.
Smart.
The dog will, like, go tell the mom, like, go alert the mom, and then will go, like, lay with the child. And, like, rub it, like, go on its back on the kid and, like, massage it with its paws.
Can I ask a practical question, not to sound too cynical?
Yes.
How does it help to know ahead of time that you're going to get a migraine?
Well, for me, it would help because I can take medication ahead of time. Mm. Okay. But if I've already got the migraine, it's too late.
Okay.
If I already have a migraine, I can't do anything to stop it.
That's true. My kid, when he gets them, he'll just throw up the medicine.
Oh, baby.
There's nothing I can do. Like,
right.
Nothing.
So if you knew ahead of time,
you could actually.
And what is the time frame? Like 30 seconds, a minute? Like,
you mean for the dog's alert? Yeah. That I don't know. Like, we'd have to have her on the show. Do a deep dive interview. Oh, believe me, the second that my dog dies, I will run over to that woman's house and be like, give me all the information.
I think you can bring a new, why not? Get it now.
Two dogs?
Teach her
how to do it. Two dogs.
Okay. I love that you're encouraging me.
Yes.
We have a snake
that's
two turtles, a cat.
By the way, the snake has been abandoned by the kid who begged for the snake.
What?
She's not taking care of the snake. So I feel like you're being very loosey-goosey with recommending that I add another pet to my life.
I am. Fair. A big loosey-goosey.
I think I will go with my idea.
All right.
Wait till Sally. Because, you know, she's going to have her next few years as an elderly dog could also mean a lot of, like, care for her.
MSNBC.
Yeah.
She's not going to be able to do crosswords anymore.
She can't follow procedural.
She's going to stop reading detective novels.
Just going to be straight MSNBC with a scrawl, hoping.
She's just going to want to talk. All she's going to talk about is how much she hates Trump. And
good.
Look, I agree.
Oh, same.
I agree.
I'm starting to get worried that it could really happen.
Yeah.
Because none of these trials are going to start, at least none of them are going to end before the election. None of them.
Well,
probably.
And even the Colorado thing, they were like, he can run.
He can be on the ballot.
If he wins, then we have to litigate whether he can qualify.
I didn't know that.
I just
know the Supreme Court said, or the step before the Supreme Court, was it the Supreme Court who said, no, a state can't decide whether a national candidate can be on your state's ballot.
I listened to some of it, and it actually made sense, I hate to say.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't know if I agree, but I heard something that I was like, okay, I understand that you don't want, for a national election, for different states to have different rules. Sounds, you hear the buzzing? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want Alabama to be like, Biden can't
be and
on
then,
the ballot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, like, fucks.
And also, then there's room for litigation. Thank you. That's so much better.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You.
Yes. I was starting to lose my mind.
Yeah. You don't want the election to be in the courts for months and months and months because, oh, wait, we didn't have him. We couldn't vote. Like, I don't know. It probably makes sense. It was more of a symbolic thing, I think, that he was kicked off the Colorado.
Yeah.
And then Vermont. Was it Vermont?
I don't know.
He was kicked off another state.
Oh. Maine? I don't know.
All those states are the same.
No, they are.
Even if all these trials were to happen, you know, pre-election, I'm not confident that it would keep him out
from winning.
Well, the run, like,
there have been polls where people say if he were convicted, I don't know how many people, but there have been polls where people say if he were convicted, okay, then I wouldn't vote for him.
Maybe, but polls are also unreliable.
I know, but if there is a percentage of people who wouldn't have voted for him if he had been convicted, I would like to take that chance.
Absolutely. I'll take anything I can get.
It's extremely frustrating. I don't understand how it all fell apart. Mm-mm. Like, the fucking New York thing is a disaster.
Why are we like...
I don't know why they didn't give them all the documents 18 months ago or whenever it was supposed to have happened. So now, it's just...
I don't understand why it's like so last minute. We had four fucking years.
I know. I don't get it either.
Like, why is it all now?
And the New York thing is the hush money thing, and that happened more than four years with
Stormy Daniels.
Yes,
that was during when he was president. Right?
No, it was before.
It was like 8 years ago.
It was before. It was when she. I think it was 16 years ago because she was pregnant. Melania was pregnant with. I mean, when they slept together, it was like 16 years ago.
The hush money was for. Yes. Was for 8 years ago. He was running for president.
Because he was running for president and the story was going to come out. Yes. So I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know why it's taken so long. And it's incredibly frustrating.
What do you think in sort of the spirit of our show?
Yes.
Of surviving things.
Yes.
So we all lived through 4 years of Trump.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have to live through another 4 years of Trump. Uh-huh. I'm a little nervous about that. Considering looking at polls, he is doing better than Joe Biden. But we do have to get through this election year without losing our minds and going through major elements of like stress. I wasn't feeling that before because I never in a million years thought he was going to get elected. So when it was Hillary, I wasn't stressed.
I wasn't either.
I mean, we were all celebrating at the election night party because we were just waiting for Hillary to get elected.
100%.
I wasn't in a mode of, you know, losing my mind. And then the following election with Joe Biden was pretty stressful.
Yeah.
So how do we keep ourselves?
Palomas?
Palomas, I think, are good.
I don't know.
Palomas.
I don't know if I can do another 4 years.
Well, what's your other option? Are you just going to take your family and dig an underground bunker? Or what's your plan?
I would like to move them to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a legitimate thought?
Yes. And for me, I don't think husband? For my husband. I don't know. No, okay. We've been working on Greek citizenship since Trump first took office.
Yeah.
Because his dad is from Greece originally, so you can get dual citizenship.
And you have... Your kids have German citizenship. You don't.
That's great. Yeah.
Yes.
But she doesn't.
I mean, if we needed to, we could make it happen. But I mean...
Does your husband have it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is German. Born.
Oh, then you're fine. You just get a green card.
Yeah. It's not that easy in Germany.
Oh.
You kind of... It's a little more complicated. But I guess the reality is, though, I mean, most of the things that are going to be horrible aren't going to happen to me.
Agreed.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know... Realistically, for probably most of us in this room, I can't speak to your situation, but like, I'm white. I'm living a life.
You're not gonna. Your life isn't gonna change.
My life maybe isn't gonna change that much unless we go into like a civil war or like the economy collapses. I mean, he's gonna remove environmental protections left and right. Like, he's gonna make the world demonstrably worse. Mm-hmm. But like in the next 4 years. How much is my day-to-day actually going to change? Like,
was your day-to-day changed while he was president? Mine wasn't.
It was stressful.
Yeah.
I definitely felt like it aged me in the level of like, I was so fucking stressed all the time about it.
Yeah.
And I was always like obsessed with what he was doing and I was constantly at the news and I was crying a lot and I really wore it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in a constant state of panic and outrage.
Yeah.
For 4 years.
And I'd be like, I didn't think it could fucking get any worse, and then he'd do something else. Like, that was really tough. But, like, did I have to worry about being deported? No.
Right.
Did I have to worry, like, about my kids being treated worse at school? No. Not really.
But also... what I keep hearing, too, is, like, this could be our last election. And like, if that's the case,
if he's like, hey, guess what? I'm like, no more democracy.
Yeah.
Because I'm changing the rules, yeah. which he's already alluded to many times. Like, would he be able to get away with that?
So
he's been able to get away with everything so far.
Everything else he's tried to do, he has accomplished.
Yeah. If the Republicans gain power, America, this is not hyperbole. America as we know it will not exist anymore. They already have plans in place. It's got a name, the 25 steps of whatever, that's going to pretty much turn this into a totalitarian Christian fundamentalist state. If you're trans, if you're gay, if you're any of that, anything different, you're fucked. They're making plans to set a different kinds of legislation everywhere, banning abortion, banning
being
trans.
Yeah, they're already working on that.
It's nightmare scenario if Trump wins. So it's easy to say, you know, don't vote for Joe Biden because he's doing stupid shit. Great, he's doing stupid shit, but if Trump wins, it's endgame. It's not.
Yeah. What I heard on the radio the other day, which is a good thing to remember to tell people, is any vote not for Joe Biden is a vote for Trump.
100%.
Yes. So.
And I hate saying that.
Yeah.
This is not what we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's.
Well,
the alternative
that's how it always
is.
There's always two people. I mean,
Gets worse. Every election in the last decade and a half or whatever, it has been the most important election of our lifetime.
I think we all got spoiled by Obama because we felt mesmerized and loved and excited. Yeah. And
it
we
felt
thought.
Like we were all changing.
Yes, we were like hope. And we thought that was what it meant to be voting for someone, like, because it was so incredible. So now we think we get to get that feeling again. And you're like, nope, that was a once in a lifetime thing. Now you just pick the least bad.
Yeah. Well, and it was like that before him.
Yes, of course.
I was going to say.
It was. Many,
that before him.
Every time I voted before that, it was like that, I think. I was never like, oh my God, Al Gore.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to vote for Al Gore.
Charismatic Al Gore.
That guy, when he speaks, I am listening.
I'm certainly not falling asleep.
No, I'm definitely not tuning out and thinking about myself.
Yeah, John Kerry, remember that person
God,
ran for president?
News.
Yeah.
I got a show crazy. You would like. The Octopus Murders.
Oh,
whoa.
It is a four-part documentary. We've watched three parts. It's a little, as my husband said, a little dense. And also, we watched the first part like 3 weeks ago. So then, when we continued, we were like, "What now? What's happening?" both of us were like, "Who's this guy? What?" But it starts in like 1981. And it's like this crazy multi-layered thing that the government was involved in, including drugs and murder and like Indian land and crazy shit. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't watch it. But but it's pretty interesting.
I want to watch it.
This reporter,
me too.
The basic context is that this reporter was like sort of became obsessed with the story and ends up dead. And then this younger guy picks up from where he left off.
True crime or
Oh, it's
fiction?
A documentary. A documentary. No, I mean, it's supposedly really happened. Yeah.
That sounds great. Where are you watching it?
Netflix.
Octopus Murders.
I'm going to watch that. I just started watching a show about Christian Dior and Coco Chanel.
Oh, is that it's with Juliette Binoche?
Yes.
Wait,
great.
What?
It's on
what?
Apple.
God
and it's all
damn
about
it,
how
I
they were,
Apple.
They
sounds
were involved
like you better
with
get
the
it.
Nazis and the French resistance. It's very exciting.
Wait, the resistance?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a fashion designer who wasn't an actual Nazi? I guess I'm thinking Lagerfeld.
I've only seen the first couple episodes, but good.
Oh, speaking of... Sorry, no, we're getting off track. But that's our show.
Yeah, what track were we ever?
Did you finish Feud?
Yes.
Did you watch Feud?
What is that?
Capote versus Capote, the Swans.
Capote.
I don't know what that is. So you really? Can spoil it for me. I'm not going to go back to it.
Betty Davis versus Joan Crawford or whatever?
What about it?
The show? Did you see that? Feud?
Feud? No. Oh, no.
Oh, it's
is it that guy that one producer who
yes
Ryan okay. Murphy
yeah. Ryan Murphy yeah,
yeah, yeah. Ryan Murphy I'm not always like 100% on board. I like a lot of what he does, but there were parts
this
of like American
mess.
Horror that I was like, oh, I think I'm out.
I did the same.
I
didn't
watch the first season.
And
yeah.
I'm a horror guy, and I
Me
usually
too.
Only get through half a season of that show.
How far did you get?
I watch half of every season.
Okay, yeah.
And I always drop out.
Just a bit too much.
It just never ends right. He doesn't know how to end things. It's like an SNL sketch.
And it's just
sketch.
Like too much.
I find it all very soulless.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I thought it was over last week
yeah.
because they both died.
Wait, it's not over?
oh, wait, you didn't watch this week's? There's another episode.
No, I thought that was the end.
Okay, same with me, Garen. The only reason I knew was because suddenly it came up on Twitter again. Oh. And people were like, okay, so here's what I thought of out of Feud. I'm like, wasn't that last week? There's a fucking another episode.
How is that possible?
It's so stupid.
Are they in heaven? Or hell?
I mean, that wouldn't be beyond the show. It was so dumb.
It's like the third beat of an improv show. Now we're in heaven.
I mean, no, but I mean, they may as well be. It's just so
it's Truman Capote versus.
Okay, so the Swans were these women who he was sort of, they were high society at the time, and he was very involved in their lives. And then he writes an article that exposes them. And somehow he's oblivious to the fact that they're all going to be pissed at him and end their friendships with him. I don't know how he didn't understand. But I'm a writer. Don't they know I'm a writer?
It's like
don't
he's in the
they
room.
Know? Why would they do this to me? Don't they? I use everything. It's material. So it's like 12 hours of that. Like, I don't even know if the guy's a good, if he did a good job, because is it like anyone could do a Capote, no, I think he did a good job, but anyway, it's a mess. I thought it was a total mess.
Yeah.
And I watched every episode, but I do think it was a total mess. Also, I haven't watched the second episode yet, but I did watch the first episode of The Diplomat. Did anyone else? Mm-mm. That's not what it's called.
The Regime. How was that?
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's not getting good reviews.
Okay.
So, we were right.
It's the Kate Winslet show.
Oh, yeah. I saw a billboard and I was like, I love her.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Mm. And it's got Succession people involved.
Oh, it does? All right.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode and I was like, I don't get it. Yeah. But I'm going to watch the next one.
Let me know.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Let me know if it's.
I will.
If I need to drop back in.
It's like, oh, I don't understand what they're going for.
It's
really weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird because they make so much of that. The premise is that she is like sort of a quasi-dictator, quasi-elected official for a, what do they call it, Middle Europe?
Middle European country, yeah.
That they don't name. And she goes through and she's like has this phobia that there's
mold
everywhere. Yep. But at the end of the first episode.
Just gone.
At the end of the first episode, they're like, oh, I guess I'm wrong about that. So why did we spend so much fucking time on the mold? I thought that was going to be the premise of the show. Was that I couldn't even understand what was happening. Anyway.
Yeah. Maybe it'll
another disappointment.
It's based on some weird actual country, right? That has really visited very often.
I have no idea.
Is it Budapest? Like,
what?
Liechtenstein?
Yeah. Luxembourg? One's the country?
Like that. Hold on.
One's the state, the city, and which one's the country?
Well, you're thinking of Brussels and Belgium?
No, I'm thinking of Luxembourg and Liechtenstein.
I don't know. I think
The Hague? Is it The Hague?
The Hague is in Brussels, I believe.
Is it Vatican City? Is this about Vatican City?
Yes.
Is she the Pope?
Whoa. It's about the Pope. Can you give me the water? Is there any more water in there?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I did actually like The Diplomat, though, and I hope that comes back. I don't know if it's coming back.
It's coming. I think it's coming back.
I liked it a lot.
I did, too.
Kerry Russell and what's his face who I like?
Oh. Rufus.
Thank you. Rufus Sewell. Sewell.
Yeah. Sewell.
By the way, speaking of Sopranos, or not Sopranos, Succession, Tom...
Walmsgans?
So he uses his real voice in Deadpool 3, if you see the trailer for that.
Oh, I'm excited.
And I don't believe it's real.
I've heard his real voice, and it's shocking.
His accent is so...
It's so weird.
Weird.
Did you watch Succession?
No, I was too triggered during a Trump presidency to watch that show.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes. I know.
It's like the best show that ever was.
They all seem so awful.
Yes.
And that which makes them great.
It's so funny.
It's the kind of... See, I don't like when people say... Like, for instance, when you watch Feud... Capote versus the Swans. They're all horrible people, but you're not invested in, they're not interesting horrible. They're just assholes.
Mm.
Succession is, they're so fucking weird and interesting. I don't care that I'm not rooting it for anyone. I sort of am still rooting for people, but against my better judgment. But
you care about the characters.
Yeah, because they're so interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, time with them, too.
And they're original. They're not like people you've ever seen before.
Also, you're a comedy person. You'll love it.
Oh, yeah. It's not funny.
The writing is so... The gems in that show, I have to rewind it to hear some of those lines again because they're so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The problem with Feud is that I think they rely on the fact that you're supposed to know who these people are.
Mm. I don't know who those women were. I knew who
we're all too young.
Capote was.
We're finally too young for
something. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, what a dream.
But they you know what? That's a good point. You get no time with them.
I didn't know who any of those women were, mm-hmm. nor did I care when I did find out. I'm like, so they're all horrible people.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. Well,
performances are great, but I don't, I need to a reason to not just dismiss you as garbage people.
Yes, exactly.
We don't get any time with that. Even with what's her, the main girl who's Babe?
Babe, yeah.
Her whole life seems miserable. Why are we
her children hated her and didn't talk to her because she's a horrible person.
Not a second with Ally McBeal outside of lunch. Not a second with Diane Lane outside of lunch. Why?
Well, the last episode, there's like some fantasy shit.
I think we're all saying thumbs down. Don't watch it. Thumbs way down.
I was in my Pilates class this morning and the teacher is very young. She's 30, I think. But seems younger. And before we started, I was sort of staring into space. She's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm trying to figure out the Wordle." And then, like 5 minutes into class, I go, "I got it." She's like, "What?" I go, "I got the Wordle. I figured it out in my head. I got it." And she's like, "I didn't know people did Wordle anymore. I thought that was like old." And I'm like, "Or I thought that was like not something anyone did anymore." And I was like, "Well, when you're old, you have to kind of like do things to stimulate your brain and make you think, and you know." She's like, "You're not old." I'm like, "I'm 21 years older than you. I'm old.
I need to do my Wordle every day so I don't get osteoporosis."
I think that was a slam on me, but I'm not exactly sure.
No, I think on all of us.
I like doing Wordle, though. I enjoy it.
I like, you know what I like? I like connections.
And I like connections. I haven't done it today, so don't say anything.
Is that another word game from New York Times?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm
fully invested in New York Times.
Yes. There's a bunch of words, and you have to group them by category. So it might be four things that describe what happens on a boat, or it might be four words that have a silent O, or it might be like, so you don't even, but you have to put them in four different categories, all the words in, right? So
yes.
Four.
Something like
eight,
that.
12, 16 words. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. It makes your brain think.
I've been playing a game where you pretend you run a hotel.
Yeah.
And then you just go around your hotel just collecting cash and making your rooms nice.
Nice.
And it's just zero brain cells. Like, it's the stupidest game.
I like it.
Okay, so when I play, I have two games I play on my iPad. Yes, I have an iPad. I guess that's another old thing. I do a crossword, and I do like a word thing where you have, you know, find all the words, whatever. It's stupid.
Oh, but I think, I play that too. Wordscapes. Yes.
Oh.
It's not a word search, Karen. I'm not making bubbles around words.
Whenever I see someone doing a word search, I silently judge them just a little.
Silently?
Yeah. Do adults do this?
I've seen people on an airplane do it.
For fuck's sake. Really?
Yeah. Grown woman.
They still sell those collections.
I mean, I can see kids doing it, but... But, you know, adults got really into coloring, too, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I know. So... I don't have the ads free form, so I have to see this fucking ads all the time. And it shows this ad for a game where it's always some traumatic thing.
Oh, yeah. Some fucked up thing happens to a lady.
The woman is like on the street with a baby in the snow. What the fuck is happening? Why is that a game?
Isn't that fun? You want to torture someone, like, a woman and her kid to death.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys are into some dark shit.
It's just a word game, but this is the commercial that plays.
Here's what's funny. None of those ads are accurate.
True. I've heard that.
None of those games are even remotely like that.
I've heard that. Now, why is that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You mean they don't look like that, or they're not the same scenarios, or what?
Like, I played Gardenscapes, which is one of the ones that is.
Okay.
And that was nothing like that. I think it's like a matching. You just match things and colors, and then you can put a plant somewhere.
It seems like it's all drama, and it's not. Or like you're decorating a house.
But it can't be that difficult to make it look like what the ad looks like. What?
I don't understand it.
It's so weird.
It's so bizarre. Because
everyone wants to torture a woman and a baby.
But I guess not really, because then when you get to it, it's just matching different potions.
That's just how they get you in, though.
Right.
Yeah.
They get you in by going, you're going to get to torture a woman. Not just a woman. Also a baby.
Like, that scenario started with, like, she's being broken up with by some guy and thrown out of her house.
And then he, like, slaps her, pushes her off her boat.
Right. Yeah. And then now it's she's in the snow trying to protect her baby.
Yes.
That's so funny.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's the dragon's game. There's a whole bunch of games. They're all the same. There's also one where there's, like, a king.
Help the king. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he always, like, dies.
And it's not like that either, right?
There are mini games that are similar to that, but it's not quite as dire or whatever.
But again, like, why do you want to torture that guy? Just fucking... It's play so a matching
weird.
Game.
But it's
also
so
frustrating.
Weird that the game doesn't look like the thing they're advertising.
Yeah. And then watching the little fake finger play the game and do these completely stupid moves. Like, what are you doing? You just got to move that one and it's over with. What are you doing?
Oh, that's the other thing, Chris, is that all the ads show someone failing at the game.
Yes.
They make you think you're going to do really well.
That's exactly
what
it is.
That's
what
it is.
So look at you. You're going to succeed.
That's exactly what it is.
You're not this stupid. You should play this game and see how you do.
You'll save that woman.
Or it's like, your brain is that of an 85-year-old. And you match two things and it's like 60, 55, 50, 45.
Those ads are the worst.
They're horrible. I would, if I could figure out how I would pay to go ad-free on that.
Oh, you can. I'm ad-free on that.
But how do you know
that? On the Wordscapes?
Yeah.
Oh, because I watch them on other games. They're all the fucking same.
Oh, okay. Well, I got
an app?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Wordscapes is just it's just finding words and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $5 or $10.
Those gems don't mean anything. You just want the bumblebees. You don't want the other things, right? The gems are bullshit.
I don't know what any of it does. I just want to make words.
You just need the bumblebees because the bumblebees will give you letters. They'll cue you in.
The clues.
Clues.
I'm starting to feel like I'm high.
It's just a fun game.
Yeah, it is a fun game.
I play it, and then I'm like, this is how it goes. I play it, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to do like one more. All right, I'm going to do five more.
Yes.
All right, I'm just going to do it until I get my things up to 100. Yes. Okay. I hate this game. Yeah.
And also it's 3 a.m.
And then I throw it across the room. It's like you go from like being addicted to like, I fucking hate this and I hate my life and I hate this is what it's come to. This is so stupid.
Yeah. So that's what we'll be doing.
Yeah, when we get
during the election.
During the election.
That's right.
And drinking.
Yes.
And edibles.
We're going to have Palomas. Definitely I have edibles.
I still haven't done the edible.
I don't know what's stopping you. Fear? Are you afraid?
You know what? I'll tell you
what. I gave her 1 milligram gummies.
You gave me chocolate. And but I'm a little afraid that I may not know where in the refrigerator it is because I also keep chocolate in the refrigerator. So I'm a little concerned.
you might find out accidentally.
Yes.
And you'll just be like, oh,
isn't
feels...
do anything.
Okay.
You might just not even
know. Maybe to you because you're tiny. Yeah. But
you know how I react to coffee, right?
No, that's true. You might need to go half.
You'll call me and be like, I think I need to go to the emergency room.
In high school, I had to take my friend Nels to the emergency room when he got too high.
You did?
Yeah. It's like a rite of passage.
On what? What did he get too high? Pot?
Marijuana, yeah.
Now, I don't know how old you are. Was this actually just smoking marijuana?
He was smoking marijuana.
And he got too high from, whoa.
And I was 16. He was like 18.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we had to take him in like a snowstorm to emergency room. And then we were all afraid we were going to get arrested.
But there's nothing you can do, right?
I know. We kept being like, I think it's going to be fine. You're just high. And he's like, I got to go to the emergency room. Okay. We'll bring you.
If it makes you feel better.
And did they admit him and then... What did they do?
We just sat there and they were like, yeah, you're high. Just wait.
That's hilarious.
They're like, you're fine. You're not dying.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to watch Twin Peaks? Would that
make it
all
better?
Cheetos and Twin Peaks? Is that? I don't know.
Yeah, I think, let's see. I think alcohol for those who consume.
Mm, yeah.
Gummies for those who consume. Lots of TV.
And I was going to say, even though
Internet games. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we joke, but like... This is sort of the reason we have entertainment. We do need to distract ourselves from it. And that is why I watch the occasional stupid show. I mean, I told you I watched Real Housewives of New York. It's the only one I watch. But if it comes back on, I will watch it. It is fun slash cathartic to get involved in something that has nothing to do with anything else and nothing to do with your own life. And it's just silly and frivolous.
I'm not a Housewives person, but I have recently gone down, as Danielle knows, the rabbit hole of Princess Kate conspiracy theories.
God, it just gets crazier and crazier.
And I can't stop watching other women on TikTok. Like, I don't have TikTok, but they'll show up in my feed on Twitter. Like talking about the different conspiracy theories and we're in this other duchess, and now that they think they're going to announce that she's died because of this happening.
I just read that Kate has died?
Because they've already taken her name off of this coronation ceremony that's supposed to happen in June. Her name's been removed from the event, and they've scheduled some other event to happen, and they only schedule these events when there's funerals, weddings, and like births. And they're like, there's going to be a big announcement from, you know, the...
But they wouldn't be so stupid as to foreshadow that.
I'm just saying, like, this is the stuff...
Also, if she died, they would announce it. They're not going to, like, have her body frozen for 3 months.
Why are there no leaks?
And there's also pregnancy rumors from the other...
Well, there are leaks. I mean, the whole thing about these affairs is a leak, right?
Well, but that... We knew that long ago.
We did?
Yes.
The affairs, rumors had been going for years about the affairs.
Okay. Her husband allegedly is gay.
The other guy, the old guy, the 63-year-old guy.
Oh, because I thought I read that her husband also impregnated some woman. Did I misread that?
I mean, you can be gay and impregnate people.
Right, but you wouldn't be having an affair with a woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now that I just saw is that some guy named Thomas Kincaid or something? Not the artist.
I was like, Garrett.
Not the artist. Something like that.
I love going to Palm Springs and looking at his gallery.
This guy was murdered. Uh-huh. They say William did it. Prince William did it. Because he's got wounds around his neck that were like battle wounds or whatever.
And William
Kate,
did?
Yeah. Kate was pregnant by this guy, had an abortion, and her abortion went bad. And that's why she's
her abortion
out.
Went bad.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? Like some kind of abdominal issue. This is the latest that I just
saw. This is wild.
She probably gets the best abortion. She was... pregnant from some other person. I didn't know that person was dead.
It's supposed that everything is supposedly it, but it's they said it's that guy Thomas whatever, and that William knew about it. William murdered him or had him murdered and was there at the time. Whatever.
That seems extremely. Because
there's photographs and stuff of him with wounds maybe on his neck that look like choke wounds or defensive.
Maybe he's
wounds
into autoerotic asphyxiation or something.
It could be. Mm-hmm.
Or he's just so grieving right now because she's. Dead, that he's choking himself in grief.
Jesus Christ.
These are real people, so I don't want to be like, haha, it's so funny.
But also their job is to be in the public.
Their job is the public
life.
Eye. Yeah. And it feels like relaxing for me to look at this information because it isn't like politics,
so
the end
away,
of the world,
right.
Like, oh, here's more updates about Gaza or the Ukraine or Donald Trump probably going to be president. Like, it's something that it's like, oh, Twitter's fun. because so many people are saying the wackiest stuff about it that makes it actually like fun to click on there and see another new update that is bonkers.
Yes.
And these people who you realize like, it's like their full-time job to be royal watchers, make these, you know, TikTok videos in their pajamas. And they're like, now, if you look at this picture, you can see that they were all wearing these outfits at Thanksgiving of last year.
Oh,
that kind of stuff. I'm just like
November and they're matching the children's outfits and her outfit. And now it's dark. And
it's fun.
Love
I
it.
Do have a question.
Yes.
Because I don't actually click on the things, but I do see like the topics. What is the thing with the car? She was pictured in a car, but she wasn't really in the car.
There were two different photos, one with her mom and one with William. And the only photo they have with her and William, she's looking away.
In a car?
In a car. Okay. And then the only photo they have with her and her mom is she's sitting stone-faced wearing sunglasses. And both of them could be Pippa Middleton.
But why? I don't think Pippa would. Do you think Pippa would try to? Well, maybe. Okay. I don't know. All right. So, but they don't really look that much alike.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Well, they're not good pictures either.
Oh, okay.
It's like this,
grainy.
It's like
it's not even
side.
Her face. Because
I saw something where it was like, they didn't even get the wall right. Meaning like it looked like even the car picture was faked.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It is weird that they only, did they not have more in the series? They only have that one weird picture?
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, that's what I don't get. A lot of times you'll see pap photos multiple, and they'll have multiple, like they're that's walking. True. You'll see them in different poses. It's really weird that they only have one. Here's what I think.
Yeah,
tell us.
Let's
I think.
Your theory.
So everything in her life since she was a teenage girl has been up, like moving towards her being the princess, her being his wife, her being the one day queen, right? And I think she found out that he was fucking around and everything came to a head. Because I don't know about y'all, I'm on the verge of a nervous breakdown all the time, and I've also got three kids, and I don't have $1 million, and I'm losing my mind. So I would imagine that she may have had like a nervous breakdown and is like sedated and can't do any kind of proof of life. Because she's just like, fuck you.
She's just staring at a wall.
Yeah, and like crying in her bed. That's my
guess.
That's
part of the Prince William having an affair. She had a nervous breakdown because of that.
Yeah.
My theory is similar.
Yes.
I don't think she's dead. I don't think she had a botched, like, Ozempic. Like, people are like, it's Ozempic. Yeah. And then she had a coma. No. Now she's in a coma.
She's got an eating disorder just like the rest of us.
She's just been starving herself for forever. And I don't think, so I think the affairs, it's all going to come, you know, came public, and she was like, I'm not participating in royal life anymore. Fuck you. And I'm just going to not be part of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't care that they need to see a picture of me. And I don't care that that's going to make you and your family happy. I think she's just
I hope that's all it is.
Fuck you.
I hope so, too.
And I'm going to go off and do what I feel like, which is being private. Goodbye.
That's what the hope is. But if she did that, then the next, why wouldn't she be like, I'm fine. I'm here. I am. I'm just out of here.
Well, because maybe she has to take time to process.
Or she doesn't want to be.
And if she does comment, that's a huge shitstorm.
Yeah.
And maybe
okay,
she doesn't
sense.
Want,
that makes sense.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Then she's Diana.
She and doesn't it, feel like she owes it to the public, maybe, too. Yeah. Where it's like, what is she?
She's probably trying to keep her kids as calm and normal as possible in that situation. And
it's like the same fucking thing.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Oh, as it's just that he's doing
history repeating
his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's true.
They also, one thing that's interesting is they've shown.
Allegedly.
These side-by-side articles from the same writer, even in the same sort of magazine. I can't remember which one it was. You know, it could have been the Telegraph or the Post or the Guardian, whatever. I don't think it was the Guardian. That was like,
hello,
please give Princess Kate her privacy at this time. And the same writer about Harry's
refrigerator.
Wife.
Like, Meghan,
they were like, she can't expect to have privacy for her baby
right.
when she has a public job. Like, it was so offensive the way they wrote about her compared to the way they treat Kate that you go, wow, no wonder they left.
So it's been rumored for, I can't even believe I'm getting into this now, but because I don't even care. But so it's been rumored for a long time that he's been having an affair?
Yes.
Well, that book came out last November.
What, Spare?
No, that book that we remember we talked about last
week.
Oh,
yeah, you did talk about that. Right.
Also, this is going to sound mean, but that woman compared to Kate, Kate is stunning.
Oh, I wish I could remember the term, but it was something like a something version of Kate, like a not Habsburg version, but it might as well be like a Habsburg version of Kate because, like, you know, she doesn't have a chin. Like, she's pretty, but then, like, doesn't have a chin.
But it's often never, I mean, it's.
No, it's not about that.
I've been cheated on.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
By Uggos.
And it wasn't like I went, oh, it's because this girl's hot.
Right.
It was not that at all.
She's just different.
I don't
understand.
Yeah.
It's about
it's newness.
Other stuff.
It's other, it's you
about
know.
Power. Yeah. It's about.
It's the strange.
Yeah.
It's new.
The strange. That's a good
it's
way to
the
put
new.
It.
Yeah.
If you're going to destroy somebody's life like that, make it worth it, at least.
Well,
I guess.
I think it's more like the
I mean, don't do it.
Right.
But.
Well, Camilla Parker Bowles. I mean,
yes.
I mean,
although she's aged gracefully, I think. I think
she's
an attractive woman.
She's
a handsome
woman.
Yes, she's always been a handsome woman.
Oh, dear.
I mean, you know, she's a little mannish.
She's fine.
She's fine.
She suits him well.
Yeah.
They're well suited.
They are.
Like a tampon and a vagina.
Yeah. Like a sexy, sexy tampon and a vagina.
The royals.
Well, I mean, we did cover the royals.
We did it.
I could talk about it for another hour, I'll
be
honest.
I'm not a huge royal person, but I have been pretty fascinated with this. This recent stuff has fascinated me just because it's so bananas.
It's the latest chapter of what our world has become, where shit that you would see in a movie that's not real is happening in reality.
Yeah.
Like, how we got to this place.
But if it's just that he had an affair, that's not that, like, unique or...
They do it all the time. It's kind of what they do, the royals.
I heard a friend of mine posited that maybe she just had, like, for real, like, a really extreme abdominal surgery. That if you have, like, your colon removed or something like that, like, something really fucked up, that you do have to be in bed and, like, recover for, 3 to 5 months.
So your friend's... posited that what they're saying is true.
Yes. Okay. But she was like, this happened to my sister and like it was hard and it was extreme.
Maybe it is.
They're inviting all of this nonsense.
Yes, they are.
If it's that, say that.
No, but if it they are, that's
they
what they're saying.
They did say
that. But they're saying
she's recovering from abdominal surgery. No, but if that's what it was, she would
that's the only thing.
Do a 10-second selfie from bed, like
or like an audio recording that's like, it's me, I'm fine. That's what I don't get. Because,
well, they did that in American Nightmare too, and that didn't turn out so well. That little audio, remember?
American Nightmare,
where she was kidnapped and she's like sent the video, like I'm kidnapped, but they're treating me well. Yes. Meanwhile, I have to screw this guy every night because he's so.
Did you watch that
American Nightmare? What's that?
It's on Netflix.
So is it a documentary?
It's
a
Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's
that sounds salacious.
It's so good.
It's wild.
Oh, God. Right, well, I have so much good TV I need to go home and watch.
You really have a lot to do.
Octopus Hunter?
So much.
Murder? Listen,
Octopus Murder.
Don't worry about any activism. Don't worry about doing any activism. That's not required.
Just watch Netflix.
Just watch TV. That's what we're going to say, how to survive.
I don't know how to stay informed and sane.
Yeah, that is a very hard needle to thread.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think you have to give yourself a little bit of like boundaries around it. You say, I'm not, this is my rule.
That's
not
my
first thing in the morning.
Worst subject.
And not before I go to bed at night.
Oh, that's smart.
So those are my rules.
That's good.
I might try that.
Try it. See how you like it.
First thing I do when I wake up is look at my phone. And the last thing I do at night before I go to bed is look at my phone. So that's,
you know, that's
be
bad for your
different
sleep. You know that, right?
My sleep doesn't, there's no sleep.
Because of the dog.
Yeah.
Right. My sleep has no sleep.
There's no sleep.
My sleep has no sleep. All right. Well, I think we covered everything in the world.
We got real.
We covered all the topics.
We did.
Paloma opens up the Pandora's
Holy
box on stuff.
Shit.
We just go.
Yes.
And until next time. First of all, thank you, Betsy.
Yes. Thank you for being
so much.
Oh, my gosh.
This was so much fun.
Would you like to plug anything?
Yeah, do you have anything to plug?
Well, follow me on Instagram, Betsy.Stover. And I have 2 short films out, which you can look for, Reborn, which is about a woman who's obsessed with those weird little reborn dolls that look like babies.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa. Christ.
And Mama Bear, which I star in. So,
keep
an eye out for those.
We will. I can't wait to see them.
Thanks. All right. I guess until next time,
remain calm.